We've all had our vacation plans canceled, but now maybe we're starting to peek forward a little bit, allowing ourselves a chance to ask, can I safely go to... Yeah, tourist destinations everywhere are banking on us finishing the sentence.
Jamaica, heartbeat of the world. Let's go.
That's Jamaica's sparkly new ad campaign. You might have seen it ages ago during the Super Bowl. It's been a long dry spell in Jamaica since then. Plans are underway to lure tourists back safely. Edmund Bartlett is Jamaica's Minister of Tourism. Tourism is a multi-billion dollar industry in Jamaica. It drives the economy there and touches many businesses. How devastating has this year been for Jamaica, especially the job losses for people working in tourism?
Well, COVID has really put a serious damper on the tourism flow into Jamaica. The first 2 months, we had just a little over 1 million visitors and earned nearly $1 billion. And then since, we've had zero earnings. The implication of that for employment is that currently tourism employs 170,000 people directly. 90% of them are laid off.
Wow.
So that's about 153,000 workers that are laid off at the moment.
That's pretty stunning. Last time I checked, the number of coronavirus cases in Jamaica was around 520 people and 9 deaths. So what is the plan to get tourism back on track in a way that's safe for workers and tourists?
Well, we have been embarking on a huge program of retraining and public education. First of all, to sensitize our workers and the people of Jamaica to the importance of observing social distancing, the utilization of various types of sanitation and sanitizing facilities and equipment. What we're doing is to build a consciousness in the society of the importance of observing these protocols.
Following that international protocol, do you think that's enough to convince visitors that Jamaica is safe to travel to?
Right. So in addition to that, we have developed new protocols in relation to how we accept visitors. We're working with the airlines. We're working with the airports. At the same time, we are ensuring that all of the wonderful attractions at Jamaica are being configured to enable physical distancing and to ensure the highest level of security and safety for the health of the visitors who come to Jamaica.
Mr. Minister, can you recall ever such a challenge to Jamaica's tourism industry as this?
Never. This is unprecedented. All of us are experimenting as we try to find a way to navigate these uncharted waters of COVID-19.
Mr. Bartlett, what about you? What has it been like for you personally? Like when you traveled around the island, what were you hearing?
Well, I tell you, this has been a very traumatic experience for me. It's like a mood shift which takes you from a high to one where we have zero earning and zero arrival.
Even though Jamaica's tourism industry now has to pivot, are you also going to change your theme song? We heard Could You Be Loved earlier, but it was One Love by Bob Marley for years. Kind of hard to beat that.
Well, you know, One Love is immortal. And what we do is to have variations around love, but the central theme is love. Jamaica, the heartbeat of the world, will remain that way. We feel that great sense that coming to Jamaica gives us the opportunity to show the warmth and the real spirit that Jamaica is.
Well, I can attest to that, having been there. Edmund Bartlett, Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this discussion.